everyone, are we live? I can't believe I have to do this half the time. Are we live? Refresh a few times. Came good. Is someone receiving us? Hello, hello. Holy shit. Cloud Warmer says, I can hear it. You're live. Okay, well, I can't. Today we're going to talk about big parody, Babylon Bee, which I believe is making me reconsider, actually, my support for DeSantis. To be honest, I've been shook yesterday to see is the behavior of Babylon Bee as it sides with Ron DeSantis. And I'm thinking, are we seeing an activity of intellectual Jewry here taking over the Republican Party? I think it's what we may be seeing. And it makes me reconsider. I mean, I liked the option of Ron DeSantis because it was leading us to social conservatism. But he's been giving some clues that he is very much with the war machine of the U.S. We support our veterans, that kind of crap. He's been giving cues that he is very much with the Israeli foreign interest in America. And now he's siding with this Jewish leader of a Christian website, Seth Dillon, in the Babylon Bee, firing one of their employees. It seems on an excuse. It seems that there was an excuse used yesterday, which is that this employee of the Babylon Bee would have been, this writer, would have been saying on Twitter, hey, Christina Pusha, what the fuck is your problem? And that was in response to her making claims about him. So saying, what the fuck is your problem, is standard in public communication. It doesn't seem like a reason to get fired. And immediately Seth Dillon fires him, says, I don't want someone saying these things while they have the Babylon Bee label on their Twitter account, because Twitter has made it so that the teams of a corporation, they can have the image of the logo of the corporation to represent them on Twitter. Blanket says, I love the Babylon Bee, but them doing this isn't a good idea. Mulder says, Odyssey was entirely broken for me. Forget stream refresh. I couldn't even open the website. There are a lot of problems that need attention. Yes, I do hope that Odyssey improves, because we cannot grow an audience if only the most extreme fans willing to click refresh at the beginning of the live can attend the live stream. That is not a proper live stream website if you have to do this. So anyways, we'll go through this complex story, which involves basically a pro-Trump camp in the Laura Loomer rights and a pro-DeSantis camp, which involves this Christina woman, which led to this firing. And I can't help but see a constellation of things that seem related to me. Elon Musk took over Twitter. Elon Musk invoked the banning of the Babylon Bee when he took over Twitter. Elon Musk announced that he was Republican before taking over Twitter and favoring the return of Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee is headed by Seth Dillon, a Jew. Babylon Bee fires on Twitter someone for saying fuck, while having the Babylon Bee label that Babylon Bee paid for to Elon Musk. Seth Dillon receives money from DeSantis. Seth Dillon is firing someone who also happens to be a big Trump supporter, someone who was against DeSantis, someone who the DeSantis team was going after. All of this to me seems related, and I cannot imagine anything else tying all of this together than we are seeing a takeover, an attempt at takeover by the dark forces represented by Seth Dillon, Elon Musk, and that they are planning a centrification of the Republican Party. Basically, Elon Musk is a leftist, basically. But he's not happy with the Democrat Party, so he defines himself as a Republican. But he's not with the conservative Republicans. He's not with the MAGA crazies. He's not with the January 6 people. He's not with the MAGA pro-Trumpers, Trump forever. So I believe that what we're seeing is the ultimate impact of a desire to soften the Republican Party, even more soft than it currently is. And they want to go through this by putting forward a Ron DeSantis and soften him as he takes powers. Now, that is extremely worrying to me. I have to say at this point, I'm not sure that I'm supporting DeSantis. It's not that I'm more enthusiastic about Trump suddenly, but Trump first has more the pragmatic chances of winning. And DeSantis at this point is making bizarre alliances. I'm worried about all this. And so I may very well just say, I don't care who wins the Republican Party race. I don't root for anyone. But they have shook my confidence in DeSantis yesterday. Rodilacid says, Bill Clinton of the 90s would probably be a Republican today. Exactly. Also, I think that this is what's happening here, that they're trying to get a Bill Clinton candidate in Ron DeSantis. Of course, Ron DeSantis, if you follow what he's done in Florida, it was a little more right-wing than Bill Clinton, perhaps. Bill Clinton wasn't a social conservative, but he didn't have a far left to fight against. Who knows? If the far left of today existed in the 90s, Bill Clinton may very well have been as right-wing as Ron DeSantis. Blanket says, JF, did you know Ron is also for red flags when it comes to guns? Yeah, I had heard this, and it's a big problem. So we have a statist here. We have a centrist statist, and I cannot root for him anymore. Doubting Thomas says, JF, also that Christina works for DeSantis. Exactly. This is where it all stems from. So a couple of review of the news before we get into the super complex war that is emerging in the Republican Party. The Attorney General of Texas has been impeached 121 to 23 by the Texas State House. I don't know where it works, how it works there. Do they have to send it to the Senate? But in any case, it seems that my worries about Ken Paxton being too much of a loner, too much of a weirdo inside the Republican Party of Texas, the machine went after him and they voted against him. Too bad, because he was wrong on many things. I found him very out there, very, he was saying things, something that I wouldn't side with. But it was good to have a free thinker, kind of a free man, just outside of the machine, doing what he thought was the best for Texas. In Baltimore, citywide youth curfew begins in Baltimore as mayor strives to restore law and order. They have so much trouble with youth going out at night, running in the street, destroying everything. They have to discriminate by age at this point. If you are young, you cannot violate the curfew. 11 p.m. curfew to 6 a.m. for ages 14, 15, and 16. And another curfew for the 13-year-olds begins at 9 p.m. But the curfew order is so loose that I don't know they can do anything with it. For example, they say identification will not be demanded. So basically, if you stop a youth who is violating the curfew, you cannot ask them their ID. So now what? You cannot enforce anything. What if he starts running? On top of it, they say if there's a subsequent violation, there will be civil fines. How will you know there is a subsequent violation if you can't have their ID? How does that work? On top of it, they have a 1 hour grace period where if the youth is walking toward his home, he has up to 1 hour to reach his home. So, and that wouldn't be a violation. The problem is you're going to have people hanging out everywhere and they will all say, I'm walking home. I'm currently going toward my home. See the direction I'm walking in? That's my home. That's all they have to say. And of course, there are exceptions for employment and activities. The amount of management, I wouldn't want to be a mayor of these towns. The amount of micromanagement you have to do to just keep the state of property and safety relatively okay is ridiculous. Shrig Mamel sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, hey, JF, is Eastern / Central Europe still a viable place to find woman to build a family? My girlfriend just broke up with me. I can take a month or two of vacation to look for a woman. Well, look, it's not a bad place, but you cannot just go there and pick a woman and live with her. You're going to need some funds. It's something like a Coach Red Pill can pull this. Because Coach Red Pill is rich. Coach Red Pill can arrive at a place and own a house already. He can use money to pass around the laws of immigration and everything. But it depends on your budget, my friend. Now, if you're talking to me about just going out in vacation in Eastern Europe and coming back with wife material, I'm not going to tell you that it's a sure shot. Certainly it isn't. And certainly it's going to have more hurdles and problems than if you can find someone in your country. Now, if you want to try to pull it, it's not impossible and it's doable. But your money and your time is probably best invested in the US. Because you're not going to have full loyalty either, you know. I was looking at images. They live a nightlife in these places, my friend. You're not going to come and grab one of these tots and have her live the farm life in America. You're going to need a lot of money to make it happen. Now, there can be opportunities. You go out there, you go into these nightclubs. There can be women who are looking for an olive branch. If you want to try grabbing this, but it's like the casino, my friend. It's like the casino. It's not impossible. It could work. Maybe she would have a willingness to leave her place. Maybe she's not happy where she was brought up. Maybe she wants to come to America and will find it exciting to pass through the immigration process with a quick marriage with you. All of this is possible, but I would say that you will have more hurdles, more obstacles along the way if you plan to pull this than if you just try to do it in the US. If you find it hard in the US, you're probably going to find it as hard. And on top of it, the problem is you're going to have to drop a lot of money on this trip without being sure that it will bring anything back. Now, if you feel like doing it, do it. If you have the money, if it's not hurting you financially to the point where you won't be able to have a house, it's possible. FJ says, grab a Ukrainian refugee woman. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of movement of women, so it's not impossible. You will find someone completely lost, someone who will be able to follow you anywhere. That could be interesting, but don't forget the Ukrainians are fucking terrible. I mean, on top of it, they've been the victim of so much Western propaganda. And they've become extremely activist with this whole social media invasion of the pro-Ukrainian forces. So it's not like it's the best time. You might find yourself with a radical feminist, a radical pro-Ukrainian warrior, basically. Like, my family has been pushed out of my country by these evil forces of Russia. I don't know if I want to deal with this, man. Cloud Warmer says, that youth with an AK-47 looks like he's about 40 to me. JF, I won't be enforcing the curfew. Police officer armed with only a pistol, probably. Yeah, I mean, it will be extremely arbitrary when the curfew gets applied and not. Coalition sues California Attorney General over alleged social media censorship. Someone was sharing this in Super Chat at the beginning of the show. Cloud Warmer. A coalition formed by the Babylon Bee, social media company Minds, and podcaster Tim Pool sued California Attorney General Rob Bonta for enforcing a state law they claim is unconstitutional on the grounds it violates free speech. So California has found a way around free speech and the First Amendment. They said, okay, we're not controlling the speech. We're controlling whether social media is respecting their terms of services. So if you're a social media, you're going to have to make a report to us that says, what are your terms of services and when is it that you banned people? And of course, the goal is, from the state perspective, to hope that the social media companies do the right kind of censorship and to be able to correct them without ever referring to content, because a law that would target content would be a violation of the First Amendment. So they tried going around it by saying, okay, we're not going to comment on the content, but we're going to say, here you have not been in line with your terms of service. Here you have been in line with your terms of services. It is an absolute nightmare. And I'm happy that Minds, Tim Pool, and the Babylon Bee are going after this, because it's a detoured way. It's clearly a legally detoured way to violate First Amendment rights. The PM, Australia. So Australia and India have signed an Australia-India migration and mobility partnership agreement with Modi, yet hardly a whisper from the media about it. So basically, there will be 5-year student visas for both countries, no caps on the numbers of Indians that can study here. And of course, they spend 5 years, then there's an extension, there's visitor visas for their family. If they marry someone, then they are connected to Australia and they can use any of the other citizenship options. So someone was asking, JF, what do you think of this? What does that mean? Well, it means what you all know it means. It means Australia is acting like all these Western nations, welcoming infinite waves of migrants. Mizzy's mom. Oh, so the black streamer who enters people's home? We have his mom on the regular chat. Mizzy's mom says, yo, JF. Because this Mizzy's mom in London, you seen me boy on TikTok and thing. You is OG internet boy, respect. You talking shit about my boy saying he be English. He not English, you Maple Moose Monty. Well. I have never been scolded like this by an African English person. I admit my error. I'm sorry that I referred to Mizzy as English. Indeed, he is a full African who happens to be in the territory of England. Sorry. You're absolutely correct. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. And someone made a comment, we need to rise up against children with leukemia. That is a very good one. It's true. These children with leukemia, it's like you cannot say any bad thing about them. They're always the drawers of attention in the room. It's like, where's the conspiracy here? How do they manipulate the mechanism of society so that everything turns to their advantage? Ask yourself this. Democrat ballot harvesting is a big monster, and it's coming as the Trump supporters and the DeSantis supporters are fighting with each other. That is a very good image of what's currently happening on Twitter. A huge Ron DeSantis Twitter war. Rodilacid says, Mike Ward tried to speak out, and it cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, I had Mike Ward in my mind when I was talking about this news, indeed. Excess deaths in young Canadians jumped to 27%. Canadians up to age 44 saw 27% more deaths than expected in the last 5 months of 2022, a big jump compared to the 19% seen from the onset of the pandemic in March 2020 up until August 2022, according to Statistics Canada data analyzed by the Epoch Times. The 27% excess deaths among Canadians below age 44 represent 1,600 more deaths than expected between August and September 2022, or 10 extra deaths per day. And it's higher than what was at the beginning of the pandemic. So it does seem like something like the vaccine or the lockdowns or whatever, something that we've done after the pandemic was already in for a year or two, something that we've done is causing death. And here we have the graph. First vaccination starts here, and look at the waves of death. One wave of death appears to be associated with first, second wave of vaccination. This one following the second wave of vaccination, perhaps combined with an effect of the time of the year in winter. Third vaccination. Mizzy's mom says, respect, JF. Me boy Mizzy wanna read the revolutionary phenotype in jail. But he... Dyslexic. Okay, it's not dyslexic. It's dyslexia. You got audiobook, cuz? Yes, mate. I have an audiobook of the Revolutionary Phenotype. You can get it at Audible. Thomas says, does this correlate with the increase of fat density among gamers? This looks like very short-term effects. I wouldn't expect changes in fat to be so quick in time. This looks more like vaccine or viral effects, something like this. What age group? 44 years and younger. People were laughing because suddenly what was illegal to say on the internet a few years ago, suddenly the mainstream media is fully saying it. COVID shots are still one giant experiment. Alex Berenson was saying, now they tell you. At the same time, COVID vaccines are still in a sort of beta testing stage. In the past 3+ years, the virus has spawned countless iterations, many of which have been extremely good at outsmarting us. We humans, meanwhile, are only on our third-ish attempt at designing a vaccine that can keep pace with the pathogen's evolutionary sprints. And we're very much still learning. Well, that would have been nice to tell people when we were telling people exactly this. That would have been nice to have you guys on our side when we were getting banned for saying this. Unbelievable. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. If you'd like to send Odyssey Super Chats, make sure you add a payment account to your Odyssey so that you can see the dollar button. The DeSantis Trump wars are already in full swing, leading to the firing of a Babylon Bee guy. Still don't understand why. I'll just sit back and enjoy natural selection operate. Let the strongest win. So Gavin Mario Wax, who I didn't know very much, I'm sure that I've seen his articles pass somewhere, was fired on Twitter by Seth Dillon. Seth Dillon said, well, it all started with Gavin Mario Wax saying, hey, Christina Pusha, what's your fucking problem? Okay, not super polite, but a question to someone who was, he says, telling lies about him. I haven't even known what the lies were. I can't find them. People are saying she accused him of a crime he's not committed. It seems like something that deserves some kind of impoliteness. Like, it seems that Gavin Mario Wax was believing, and perhaps rightly so, that she accused him of a crime that he hasn't committed. I don't know what's the crime. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, I've switched to drinking diet drinks with phenylalanine based on your previous comments. I've since found out phenylalanine is available in regular foods like eggs and meat and is an amino acid that functions as a mood enhancer. Is this why you're always in a good mood drinking Diet Pepsi? I couldn't tell you because I am constantly on this stuff, my friend. I missed a data point, which is how low is my mood when I'm not on Diet Pepsi? I don't know because I'm always on Diet Pepsi. So Seth Dillon, in response, takes the defense of Christina Pusha and says, what's yours? Tweeting like this with the B in your bio doesn't work for me. And in a separate tweet tells him you can remove the Babylon Bee icon in your bio, basically suggesting you're fired. And Gavin Mario Wax was saying, being accused of things that are false and criminal doesn't work for me. So Seth Dillon says, you can take the B out of your bio now. Wow. A firing on the public space, leading even to internal disagreements in Twitter. And people were bringing up past Babylon Bee employee that seemed to have used the word fuck and fucking. And they were like, why didn't she get fired? And Seth Dillon's answer to this, he says, did she work for the B then and have the B in her bio, or are those old tweets? Did you merely say a bad word? I haven't attacked you. I've responded to how you publicly engage and demean others by saying, I don't want you representing us anymore. New guy says, maybe it was all satire. It doesn't look like it. It looked like an all-out war between the Trump camp and the DeSantis camp. These people, I have no idea who they are. But somehow, this guy says, clearing the record here, John Cardillo is a grifter. Jenna Ellis is a liberal who defends Disney and a grifter. Christina Pusha is a pro-Ukraine globalist who attacks underage kids on social media. DeSantis aide gets into bizarre spat with MAGA teen over buttocks and Ukraine. A campaign aide to presidential candidate Ron DeSantis roped herself into a Twitter spat Thursday with a 16-year-old Trump supporter who took a stab at her. Wow. She's beautiful, but this level of beauty, my friend, is worrying. It's dangerous. It comes with a form of narcissism you cannot believe. Christina Pusha says, "This is how I will always remember Ukraine. 2017, 2019, the last pick is from Zelensky's election night." Holy shit. So there she is kissing Zelensky. And you're telling me that this girl is working for DeSantis? I cannot support DeSantis anymore. I cannot support DeSantis if one of your main aides is a full-on Ukraine supporter to the point of kissing Zelensky on the lips. Are you fucking kidding me? And to the point of celebrating some election then. She is part of the deep state. This is what it means. She's part of the deep state agents that coordinate this whole set of interests between Ukraine and the U.S. And he says also Jenna Ellis is a defender of Disney. Jenna Ellis defends Disney views as ex-Trump liar, takes conservative fire. Jenna Ellis, a former attorney for former President Donald Trump, is taking fire from conservatives as she continues to defend Disney's right to criticize a Florida law. Okay, not so bad, not so bad. Blanket says, "JF, why did you thank Cloud Warmer for showing you about the California and Mines feud when I showed you?" Okay, Cloud Warmer showed me a tweet about Australia, so I was confused. I would like to credit the California and Mines feud to Blankets. Sorry, Blankets, I was fast clicking on the super chat and didn't notice that his super chat was about another link. So Blankets is the one to be credited. With this contribution. Mulder says, "Fundamental issue with Shrigmamel dating strategy. One, as stated that he believes negative treatment of girls is the way to get them. Two, feels guilty doing this. This behavior is therefore disingenuous. Three, if this is discovered, they will consider the relationship to be based in lies. This approach will force you to live your life as this negging type and inevitably become the character you are playing, which you dislike, or risk dissolving the relationship when you reveal your genuine nature. I bet this is attracting neurotic women too." Okay, that's a fair comment to Shrink My Mail, but I mean, the thing is, as you get old, you realize you have to become what you hate to a certain extent. You have to get in the game to play the game and to win the game. So I get what you mean, but I don't think he's on a wrong path so much. You have to be somewhat there in that space of quasi-assholery to do anything in life. Blanket says, "It's okay, you're awesome, JF." He says, "Also, Jeff, what are the chances the Babylon Bee and Mines winning against California?" I would say if they are ready to take it to the Supreme Court, they're probably going to face a problem, which is if the Supreme Court wants to cock out, they will cock out. They will cock out under the pretense that, well, you haven't been harmed yet. So come back to see us when you have an actual case of being banned. Because the appeals court can always reject a case on the claim that it's kind of preemptive to the actual harm existing. Now, this really sucks because it means a law doesn't just need to be in principle violating of your rights. It needs to be, in effect, violating of your rights to get the appeals court involved. But given that it's a First Amendment right, you could argue that the chilling effect on speech is already harming these creators. And if so, they could take it if they want to. But we need justices with balls to do this. We need justices that say, "Hey, we're not going to let a law that, even if it's in principle, that chills speech," because who are you to say that speech hasn't been chilled already? And so I do hope that they have a chance, and I think they have a good chance given the Republican constitution of the Supreme Court. They have a good chance if they have the resources to bring it to the Supreme Court. They should plan about $1 million to multi-million dollars to just get this to pass. Cloud Warmer sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, would you consider simultaneously broadcasting on another platform like Rumble? Other creators adjacent to you with similar or shared audiences seem to be there, and the platform appears reasonably mature. No, I take issue with Rumble because it's a paying platform. It's a platform that makes cash out of me. And I will never stream on Rumble as long as that's the case. I want a free platform. Now, I could consider streaming to something like Twitter if Twitter streaming appears and is developed. The war continues. Let's not forget, as Laura Loomer uncovered, that Babylon Bee is being paid at least $20,000 by Governor DeSantis and promotes mass migration and the genocide of whites. They have not been Christian in quite some time. He was quoting Joel Berry from the Babylon Bee saying, since I'm already pissing off gropers this morning, here's my other take. Interracial marriage should be mandatory for the next 100 years or until we're all the same shade of brown. Do you support this policy for Israel, Joel? No, as a Jew-loving Zionist, I make an exception for God's chosen people. I'll freely admit that my heart aches with affection for the Jewish people and long to see them believe the Messiah. They have endured oppression for thousands of years and God has preserved them. They have a right to exist. They have a right to defend themselves. Western civilization was invented by the Greeks and Jews while white Europeans were still naked savages dancing around campfires. Well, well, well. So what is this Babylon Bee thing? I thought there was a Christian aspect to it. You know, the kind of humor they do around abortion? It's like you have to be on the Christian side or on the Republican side, and you have to be anti-abortion to catch these jokes, to find them even close to funny. But what is it? Is it a bunch of Jews who are impersonating Christians for... They're like, they're in a writer's creative experiment where they're like, imagine if you were Christian. What kind of humor would you write? And they're trying to produce that humor? New guy says, Babylon Bee couldn't be a psyop, could it? It does look like it. It looks like there's a bunch of Jewish creators there who have put themselves in character to write Jewish humor as if you were a Christian. New guy says, yes, this JF. Well, I didn't know because I've never paid attention to their stuff. I was always like, oh, okay. It's like some form of humor that they're trying to reproduce The Onion, but from a right-wing perspective. But I thought they were actually white Christian right-wingers. No, they're a bunch of Jews, again, that are writing Jewish humor. And holy shit, when does that stop where any sort of investigation always lead to this discovery? It's why? Twitter's top engineers quits after Ron DeSantis campaign flop, but DeSantis told me that their idol's announcement slip up was no big deal. Might they be living in an alternate reality? So apparently there are people on the team of Elon Musk who were shamed by their performance when they hosted this Twitter space and they didn't like it, and one of them is gone. Laura Loomer sending arrows to the Christina Pusha side. Hey, Christina Pusha, what is this? Do you have a criminal record? Why is there a failure to comply with a peace order, aka a restraining order, that has your name on it? You think you're so cute poking me? You really don't want to fuck with me, girlfriend? Whoa, those are words of war. Christina Pusha accused of failure to comply with maintaining the peace order. It was just an accusation, though. Christina Pusha came back and said, I have the receipts here. You shouldn't listen to Rebecca Jones as your source. These charges were dismissed immediately after a judge heard them. Petitioner could not meet required burden of proof. Judge Marina Lowley Sabbat. Well, that is expected. Women never end up being held to the law. Go away, says Jeff. It could be a big deal for Twitter and not a big deal for DeSantis in theory. It is, though. Okay. Anyways. Okay, yeah. Could be a big deal for anyone involved. Gavin Mario Wax, after being fired, complains that some other member of the Babylon Bee team says, I don't know the details of this interaction, but I support Trump and still work at the Bee. No one gets fired for supporting Trump. And Gavin Mario Wax says, your comment was immediately retweeted by Seth Dillon. This totally doesn't look coordinated. Thanks for supporting Trump and admitting you don't know the details. I appreciate that. So people trying to support Seth Dillon from the inside, but being rebuted by Gavin Mario Wax. Laura Loomer laughing her ass off at a past comment of Seth Dillon in 2020, where he was saying, if you're afraid you might get fired for speaking your mind, the solution is to speak your mind anyway. If no one is willing to take that risk, nothing is going to change. Yes, I realize this is easier said than done. Courage is always more difficult than cowardice. That goes without saying. Well, well, well. Have we been subverted for so many years by a man who was displaying himself as having principles? And I remember when he got kicked from Twitter. Which is why I tweeted at him yesterday. Said Dillon, freedom of speech for me, but not for D. You're saying here that you are firing Gavin Mario Wax for not making your brand look good, basically, out of a personal matter that he had with some DeSantis aide. And your point is that you don't want to be associated with these disrespectful words. But please understand that when Twitter kicked you, when Twitter kicked the Babylon Bee, it was because they didn't want their logo to be associated with what they considered to be a disrespectful joke that you've done, where you misgendered intentionally a politician of the US, you know, naming them men of the year. So it never ends this. It's either you have principles, and especially in the creative business, you would expect a little more elbow room for your employees because they are there on the public space. They have to defend themselves against all sorts of claims. To me, the creative business is the one where the most free speech should be given. If you have a Walmart cashier that's starting to go at customers and say fuck, that is one thing. But if you have someone who's in the public fight being accused of things that he doesn't like, and he comes back and says fucking problem, that to me falls within the allowed public defenses that an employee should have in the creative business and public business. Blanket says, what's going on with the Babylon Bee? Can't they just do and write good satire without choosing a side like this? Well, what I've learned is that there are people who cannot do this, who always they always wait for a moment and they show their real face and they show their real set of interest and they show the side they truly side with. And that has been true of Michael Cohen. It has been true from Seth Dillon. It has been true of so many people who they will pose up to the end as the LARPers and the gatekeepers that they are until their true nature shows, especially when they think they have power, when they think that their leverage counts the most, when they think that they are at the best place in life to fuck up the people who they have originally teamed with. And I think it's what we're seeing here. Cloud Warmer says, I guess what they say is true. Certain groups will always try to position themselves at the opposite ends of politics and then corral people back to where they should be. Didn't Lenin say the only approved right wing should be the right wing the Bolsheviks control? It's always psyops and subversion. Well, it is, and I cannot believe it. As an observer of the public space who's been working on exactly these themes for years, I cannot believe that it's still this. It's like, when do we get a true right wing? Never, never. We never get this. Even our parody websites are gay-upped. They are gay-upped. DK Shadow, it's gay ups now. That's what it is. Christina Pusha. So now we have a Ukrainian Zelensky kisser handling the campaign of Ron DeSantis hand in hand with a big tech, somewhat leftist centrist social media mogul and Elon Musk, who has become this big tech social media mogul for saving a Jewish satire website that imitates Christians for the laughs. Do you realize how gay this is? Do you realize how low we are? Do you realize how blackpilled you should be if you understood the world for real? Silver Spider says, I just got here. Which right-wing group is gay-ups? Babylon Bee, apparently. Christina Pusha says, this was back. So Laura Loomer was digging old tweets of Christina Pusha. And these old tweets were saying, stop spreading this info. Governor Ron DeSantis speaks positively of vaccines in every public appearance. 1,600 plus times. But if you get COVID, which happens to vaccinated and unvaccinated people, by the way, you deserve knowledge and access to a life-saving treatment. So Christina Pusha, being very much pro-vaccines, and now trying to surf on the, Trump was so much pro-vaccine, Ron DeSantis is better. Well, you were clapping for the vaccine back then, Christina. And Laura Loomer was laughing at this, saying, Ron DeSantis, rapid response director, everyone. He isn't who he has pretended to be. So much for taking on Fauci. And Christina Pusha defends herself, saying, this was back in 2021 when I trusted that President Trump's warp speed shots would work. Okay, you're just a naive woman. Okay, because Trump assured everyone that his vaccine would save lives. Shortly thereafter, the data became undeniable and we shifted course. Does Trump know that you dislike his vaccines that he still defends 2 years later? Wow. So Christina making an argument out of naivete. An argument out of ignorance. I trusted Trump on the vaccine. Wow. do we want this person, you know, managing the hope of the right wing for the next 4 years? Blanket says, Jeff, are there any popular conservative companies that are actually conservative? I'm afraid there's none. I'm afraid at this point it would be stupid to start a company because of the tax environment and everything. So you still have farmers who are very much working with cash, and you have, you know, local things that are truly led by conservatives. But if you're talking about something on the web or something national level, very few, very few. Laura Loomer laughing her ass off at this argument for ignorance. Ah, so you can't think for yourself? I didn't take the jab. If Trump or DeSantis told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? Some of us think for ourselves, but your boss took the jab and made his wife take it too. And shortly after that is when she got cancer, right? What? I love Laura Loomer. I love this girl. Holy shit, Laura Loomer is now going full. You gave cancer to your wife, you wouldn't be a good president. It's a little exaggerated. Even I, as an autistic psychopath, I'm like, not a good look, but I can enjoy. I hear the jabs cause a spike in cancer. And yeah, Trump knows I don't like the vaccine because I told him. He never mandated it. I never took it. I think for myself. Are you jabbed like Rob and Jill too? Are you going to keep blaming Trump for not thinking for yourself before injecting yourself? Hashtag husband of the year. Making your wife jab herself as part of your Florida vaccination campaign. Ouch! I can feel the loomering. I can feel the loomering. And she says also to Christina Cody, your tweet was posted in August of 2021. Trump wasn't in the White House when you posted it. Biden was. You and your boss, Governor Ron DeSantis, were shitting for the vaccines every day by your own admission 8 months into the Biden admin. This is your own tweet. Cloud Warmer says, JF Wiki says, see also Libs of TikTok, also supported by Seth Dillon. Isn't the Libs of TikTok Shikshaya Reshik, an Orthodox Jewish woman? Yes, she is. Yes, Libs of TikTok is a special place in the right wing, you know, media sphere. Yes, she is Jewish. She is Jewish in a very conservative manner, apparently, which leads her to be very social conservative, which is why Libs of TikTok goes after a lot of the trend stuff. It's like she has a Jewish opposition to it, apparently. Mizzy's mom is still here. Mizzy's mom, I would recommend you don't watch the show that long. First, it's not a show that is targeted at the African English, the African person of English location. But she says, me boy, Mizzy, finish TRP already. Smart boy. He say me, Jeff, watch me TikToks. They kind of like TRP if you think about it. Mizzy's mom is an infinite amount of fun. Yeah, you can stay. Mizzy's mom, you are welcome to stay here on the show. The fact that the DeSantis camp is paying some of our longtime favorites like the Babylon Bee is extremely disappointing. No wonder Seth Dillon fired that poor guy online. I'm done with the Babylon Bee, and it was a favorite of mine. Here you can see the Babylon Bee receiving $21,500 from the Ron DeSantis campaign and a mix of the Friends of Ron DeSantis pack. This is total war. This is total war, and it's impressive that it's happening while Trump is not on Twitter. because we can feel Team Trump is on Twitter. You know, you can feel there is a lot of support for the Trump side in all this without Trump being around. That is quite fascinating to me to see them wake up and start throwing off the gloves and go at it. Meanwhile, the National Pulse releases a DeSantis camp audio. Move to the middle after the primary, Clinton's aide says to DeSantis. Now, people were telling me, take this with a grain of salt because DeSantis has denied this. And it's like someone was talking to him, but he wasn't listening. It's not like this person had power over his campaign or strategy, but just the fact that he was in a conversation where someone was recommending to him that he goes to the middle after being elected, that is kind of worrying. You can know that this is what is setting up right now. So this audio falls right into my theory where, okay, they are trying an overtake of the Republican Party for centrism in America. And they have developed an image of DeSantis as being more right-wing than they truly want him to be. And they're going to try to slowly, as he gets to president, or if he has any chance, I mean, if he ever gets there, they would try to push him toward the middle. Go Away says, Team Trump is in the JFG tonight, regular chat too. It's me. All right, well, good for you, good for you. Team Trump is looking good through this whole conflict. And Terry Schilling was saying, I can't tell you what a cancer the GOP consultant class is. They hate our voters and have a true disdain for normal Americans. I saw it firsthand with one of my dad's chiefs of staff, who now attacks me for opposing sex changes for kids. Clean house. I absolutely agree with this commentary. There is a total subversion of the GOP, such that the GOP is basically just as aligned to the statist leftist machine as the Democrats. And that's why we can't ever get things well. We can't ever get good things. It's because they always end up being pushed by their aides and the people around them and the funders and everyone. So my conclusion on this whole story, Elon Musk buys Twitter to rescue banned Babylon Bee. Trump owns a competitor to Twitter. DeSantis announces his candidacy on Twitter. Babylon Bee fires employee for being too pro-Trump and conflictual with DeSantis' team on Twitter. These things are related. And someone was saying these things are related. Christina Pusha, what do George Soros, Ron DeSantis have in common? Christina Pusha. Warsaw Security Forum, Open Society Foundations funded by George Soros. Warsaw Security Forum, she was the director of the New Leaders Initiative, Georgia. Christina Pusha, also the Rapid Response Director for Ron DeSantis for Governor. Wow, Ron. You got subverted, my friend. And I'm hereby... I have to side with Trump at this point. I began this show thinking I will just get out of this fight and I will just see who wins and fuck this. But no, at this point, I think we've seen enough. We have to side with Trump. It's Trump is weak. Trump has been bad in his first presidency. But there is no chance that someone who's working with Christina Pusha will do better. So I am withdrawing my support for Ron DeSantis. Not that it means anything. It's not like I'm an influential American voter or anything. But I'm withdrawing my support for Ron DeSantis. I am siding with Trump. Trump is not a perfect choice, but it is infinitely better than someone who is totally with the war machine of Ukraine, who is totally subject to subversion, even at the campaign moment. I mean, Trump at least was capable of regrouping a campaign team that wasn't subverted by these interests. Ron DeSantis isn't. So that's it for my for this main subject. American far. So that's an old text, but they were talking about Robert Seffer, American far-right conspiracy theorist, ostracized by followers after they found out he was Jewish. I don't know about this guy. I don't know. He said that he had a genetic test saying he was 0% Jewish. But then Seffer's father, Ben-Hur Seffer, was a Jewish director who made an award-winning film about the Holocaust. Robert Seffer's publishing company is registered as a Jewish charity for tax purposes. Well, I've never... people talk to me about this guy. I have no idea what's the interest with this guy. I don't know what's his stuff. The name is Seffer, okay? Seffer, like Sephardic Jew. So his genes wouldn't show up as Jewish at 23andMe because the Sephardic Jews are a separate line of Jews. They are still Jews, but genetically, they are much more like Europeans. I don't have a strong position on any of this. I don't know this guy. I don't even remember. I think I may have blocked him on Twitter because he was personally insulting me. Was it him? Robert Seffer. Oh, there he is. Yeah, he's blocked. Yeah. Yeah, so fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. I don't even remember why I blocked him, but I'm pretty sure he tried subverting something and tried questioning something about my life or whatever. Anyways, he's banned and fuck him. That's all I have to say. You cannot win at every game out there. Elon Musk is a fat fuck. Leonardo DiCaprio is childless without a family. That Twitter alpha bro PUA has no money or family. Jeff Bezos won at the game of money but is a certified cuck. You win some, you lose some. That is absolutely right. And I was saying this. Pursuing social prowess as its limit, and the limit is when you lose sight of your role on this earth as a reproductive machine. You can accomplish so much more and derive so much more satisfaction from life than any of these guys with only a $60,000 yearly salary. Concentrate on your reproduction and you'll end up being happy. Now, sometimes the universe brings to us gigantic and majestic visions of beauty and of complexity. Catherine Machen brought us this wonderful picture. She says she has shot this nebula in her backyard with a Borg 107 telescope. Absolutely gigantic, majestic, charming, and beautiful. I want to say thank you to Catherine for sharing this picture. New guy says, I love astronomy. You do? Are you going to end with some good news, Jeff? Well, I have just ended with... well, I still have other news, but I thought that this picture of the Milky Way, or as scientists call it, the 42D, I thought that this would be enough. Lou Pasteur says, that is a beautiful nebula. Twitter has destroyed my account with almost 500,000 followers. It happened overnight. My followers can't even change settings to view my posts. And now this. Elon Musk, Ella Gerwin, you are not answering my emails. So Dr. Lupus is on a search ban on Twitter. Why do we still have those shadow bannings operating on Twitter? Twitter pulls out a voluntary agreement with the EU on fighting disinformation. European Union Commissioner, you can run, but you can't hide. The arrogance of these people, they build nothing, contribute nothing to society, and feel entitled to rule the world. Twitter leaves EU voluntary code of practice against disinformation, but obligations remain. You can run, but you can't hide. Beyond voluntary commitments, fighting disinformation will be legal obligation under DSA as of August 25. Our teams will be ready for enforcement. See, Elon, see what Papa JF told you? It's all going to boil down to a war between you and Europe. And you should have listened to Papa JF a couple of months ago when I was telling you it's time to code a decentralized Twitter. Decentralized hosting of the tweets. Provide the platform, don't provide the speech. That's not the direction that Twitter has taken, and therefore Twitter is subject to government manipulation. Now, Twitter has pulled out, so that's good, but Twitter needs to have a means to ensure the continued delivery in a decentralized system where you are not the host of speech and therefore you cannot be held responsible under European law. Because at this point, the European government are holding you by the balls. If you want to get real about free speech, we can talk, Elon. My offer is still out. I'm going to give you free work. I'm willing to work for free for you. We can put together a decentralized hosting. We can make a cryptocurrency that will incentivize people giving away their hard disk space and their fiber optics connections. And man, we would have decentralized speech. We can do it, Elon. You're the only one who can do it seriously. This Noster thing is Noster schmaster. It sucks. It's disgusting visually. Blanket says, is it too late for it to be decentralized, JF? It's never too late. You know, even these centralized websites, they are decentralized in many ways. They run on hundreds of servers. And on top of it, Elon, like, let's create this coin, okay? So we create this crypto, you and I. It's the Elon Cum Rocket hard drive crypto. You incentivize people giving away their hard drive space in encoded hosting format that Twitter can then use to collect and collide all this information, which never gets into a centralized place. And that saves you the rent of your San Francisco shit building. You won't have to pay rent because we won't need a San Francisco space anymore. We're going into the cloud. We're existing everywhere like Jesus. The Jews are going to hate this. People were sharing this with me. I feel so guilty because Jan sent me a massive super chat many months ago telling me to read the book of these people, and I'm not done yet. I have to do an episode about these people. These hipster of eugenics who want to change the future of humanity. Look, they're getting much coverage for this stuff. They're getting much web presence. They are pro-natalists, that's good. But then they're talking about selecting embryos so that they have the perfect features. The Pandora's box of embryo testing is officially opened. Any sort of human selection of embryos, I think, is depriving yourself of the evolutionary advantage of true randomness. So in the end, I don't know that you're going to get it right, you know? What you may think is the right direction may condemn your descent to very low reproduction up to the point of extinction. Let me give you one example. You want to select your children for IQ. Do you know that IQ is selected against in current society? Do you know that high IQ is giving you chances of being attracted to the university and leading a much less reproductive life? Spending all of your good fertile years in training for a job you'll never get, or you may get it, but it won't change anything because you'll be old and sad and childless. So be very careful about human choice. It is a fallacy to think that you know better than nature. An AI that makes objective decisions that aren't filtered by humanity could objectively optimize your evolutionary fitness. But you can't. You mostly can't. Go Away says, JF, I watched Jurassic Park the other day. It was kind of like TRP. You should give it a watch. Fuck you, Go Away. You know what? The only thing I like about you, Go Away, is your name. Because I just have to read it, and I've already told you what I want you to do. Bam! Crypto hater Peter Schiff to drop Bitcoin Ordinals NFT art collection. Despite hating on crypto for years and calling NFTs worthless and easy to replicate 2 years ago, Peter Schiff is set to release an NFT art collection on Bitcoin. In what seems like a parody but isn't, economist, gold proponent, and vocal crypto skeptic Peter Schiff has unveiled a collaborative NFT art collection on the Bitcoin network that will soon go up for auction. The reaction from the crypto community has been mixed. Udi Wertheimer says, breaking, Ordinals enjoyers managed to onboard Peter Schiff to Bitcoin in 3 months. Laser eyes seething after failing to get him to join for 10 years. That is funny. I think it's funny. He says that his NFT collection will be a bunch of picture of a human hand holding a bar of gold. Okay, it's like, whatever, bro, whatever. If you pay the inscription fee at $50 or whatever it costs you, I'm fine. Let's not be, as the wizards have said in the Bitcoin conference, let's not be blockchain Karens. Let us not decide what goes on the blockchain. Whoever pays for the blockchain can get their stuff in. I like it that way. Richard Hart was reawakening an old tweet of Vitalik, who was saying that the goal of ETH would be to reach 5 cents per transactions. That was the goal in 2017, and it's still the goal now. Well, Richard Hart claims that his Pulse Chain has accomplished this. I don't know. I've been looking at my wallet on the Pulse Chain. It's great. It's working. The Pulse Chain is working. The trading is working. Bridging and swapping appears to be working. And apparently, Richard Hart is saying that you can send for 2 cents on this blockchain, that a Pulse6 swap transaction, which tends to cost a lot on the ETH network, I believe, apparently cost 11 cents on the Pulse Chain network. Very good. Very happy for Richard Hart. Very happy that I have my sacrifice coins. I'm holding to them. I don't know if the, you know, Forex Shark on Discord was saying, I don't believe in the fundamentals of the blockchain, of this Pulse Chain blockchain. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Low cost fees is something big. I love it. And if the bridges are well operated, what keeps us from seeing basically onto Pulse Chain develop an entire parallel world where people wouldn't even send themselves stuff on ETH? They would send it through Pulse and eventually bridge it to ETH as a form of kind of second layer of the ETH network. Isn't that interesting? Stephen Robinson says the fundamentals of Pulse Chain are the exact same as ETH. Yeah, which I guess that was the point of Forex Shark, which is to say the fundamentals are too similar to be of any interest. Martin Elric shares, have you ever seen the bottom of a barrel of olive oil? The particulate fruit matter drops to the base a few months after harvest. Then it's filtered out. This is from our personal supply. Wow. Gooey olive flesh basically dropping at the bottom. Wow. Okay. Kind of weird. An autist has asked Anons for advice texting a girl and succeeds. So he went on 4chan and the girl was saying, same here. I think it's the weather, lol. Yup. Not going out tonight? Nah. Well, here's to Facebook. I feel like such a boomer. So here you have a girl who wants to have sex with you. Not going out tonight, my friend, is like, quick, you need to have sex with this girl. Now, this guy apparently is not, he signs total spurg. Well, you are a total spurg if you don't understand that this is a direct invitation for sex. So he ends up asking to 4chan about what should he say. And 4chan tells him what to type. So the discussion goes as follows, directed by 4chan. He says, lol, Facebook is all right, I guess, but it would be even cooler to talk to you in person. And she says, oh, you wouldn't. You like that? He says, so since the gas leak in my building is now sorted, how about you come and leak some gas on my face? She says, ha ha ha, are you okay? Remember something, guys. When a woman has decided that you were the man, there's basically nothing you can say that will push her away. When she's interested at fucking with you, anything that you can say is going to put her more into the mood of, oh my God, he is so special, so complex. Oh. So he says, lol, just kidding. I was wondering, though, how come you're staying in tonight? She says, just don't feel like it, I guess. Why? I definitely don't plan on leaking gas on anyone, though, just for your information. I was kidding about the gas, but I'd love to taste your juices. She says, okay, that's creepy, but also weirdly hot. Interrogation mark. You're like the strangest person I've met in years. He says, strange? I prefer eccentric. Think you can handle me? Prove it. Lingerie, red lipstick, completely waxed, stockings, my place, you have an hour to get ready. She says, ha 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 ha, oh my, you cannot be serious right now. He says, you'll see how serious I am in an hour. See you soon. She says, sorry, not happening. Don't like lingerie. Don't own a pair of stockings. Prefer shaving. He says, all right, I'll make an exception just this once, as long as you can make up for it in other ways. She says, oh, in other ways? Like how? P.S. I'm still not 100% sure you're being serious. He says, you'll only know how serious I am when you come over. I've always been good at surprising people. She says, wait, who says I'm coming over? He says, of course, it all depends on how I feel when you walk through the door. First impressions are very important to me. She says, whoa, hold your horses. Can I, like, get to know you first? He says, yeah, you can get to know me. Let's meet up tonight. She says, how do I know you're not, like, a serial killer or something? He says, I thought girls like danger, or are you just no fun? She says, haha, you know what? When I first saw you, I thought you seemed like a dangerous guy. Do you have any tattoos? He says, if I did, I would put them in areas that don't show. If you really want to find out, you'd have to take my clothes off. She says, haha, well, I don't have any anywhere, so I guess my clothes are staying on tonight. He says, what a shame. I didn't know you liked to tease. You're the one to talk. I'm no tease. You're not? I've been into getting the easy catches, and you seem to like making me chase. Wonder if it will be worth it in the end? Haha, only one way to find out. See what I mean? You are such a tease. Cringe. She says, dude, this conversation is like a roller coaster or something. What do you even mean by that? What's cringe? I was joking. I'd love to hang out, but not sure if I'm comfortable heading to your place. He says, I don't like playing games too long. Besides, it's been over an hour and I see no sign of you here. You've only got half that time now, and if you really want to tease me, do it in person. She says, wow, I mean, yeah. You know which one's my building, right? Come pick me up in like 45. Sounds good? He says, make that 30 minutes. She says, okay. And there we go. She ends by saying, by the way, I was just kidding about the stockings. Possibly NSFW, so not sending here. Check your WhatsApp. And he shared a picture of her door. And I will not share because it's a private picture, but he's walking up to her door. And she was in the shower because he rushed her. And there she is, naked with a towel around her body, coming out of the shower. And he's updating 4chan. He's sending the picture of her, all ready for sex, getting out of the shower naked with a towel. He did it. He did it. Well, that is just how it's done. I mean, once a woman has chosen she loves you, it's done. Just go super aggressive. It doesn't change anything. Cloud Warmer says, so the real question about this 4chan chat, JF, is did go away fuck this chick or not? Well, according to the record, go away fucked this chick. I was kidding, by the way, on Twitter when I said, I'm going full Sam Harris on this one. I don't care if they found children's skeletons in someone's basement. I'm not watching a Project Veritas release without James O'Keefe. And you had a whole group of people who went after me, Liz Crooken and her crew of Twitter. They started like, she said, she had a lot of likes on this tweet. She said, so your worship for James precedes exposure of child rape crimes against children and babies? Got it. There's no media outlet that's done more to cover up Pizzagate than Fox News, in my opinion. And as much as I despise them, I will still share their stories exposing child sex trafficking and Jeffrey Epstein's ring, because this isn't about me or you or James or Fox News. It's about the children who have been raped, tortured, and sacrificed, and too many people are distracted by petty bullshit, which is overwriting these precious children and the horrors they've been through. Absolutely pathetic. I was kidding when I was referencing to Sam Harris and his statement about skeletons in someone's basement. That being said, I am very much unwilling to watch Project Veritas videos. I don't think that me watching a Project Veritas video would change anything anyway. So it's not like me not watching it will cause children rapes, okay? Let's be clear. The children rapes have occurred or they haven't occurred, and that's out of my control. But personally, I feel that Project Veritas has exposed itself as a subverted company, basically. And no, I am not interested in the content they produce in general anymore. That is just it. G is for gunslinger. Higher intelligence is associated with better performance at the shooting range. Well, I'm not surprised. Higher intelligence is associated with better everything, basically. Blanket says, JF, wasn't James the best part of Project Veritas? Well, exactly. Which is why I say I'm not super warm at the idea of watching a Project Veritas content now that I know that they are so subverted that they went after James the way they did. It's like, that means that I predict this, at some point Project Veritas mask will fully drop. And it's going to be something totally different than what you thought. And I can almost feel already the pain of going through the early life sections and doing research on the people involved. And it's like, what is it going to be this time? What group is going to make the mass drop-off on Project Veritas? Hilariously transparent U.S. narratives. Iran wants war. Russia is an aggressor. China is a threat. Look how close they put their countries to U.S. military bases. Yeah, it's fascinating how the U.S. is constantly, you know, surrounding these countries and trying to create a discourse that these countries are part of some security threat, when in fact the U.S. is a security threat to these countries. What makes these countries a security threat is probably just the fact that they don't accept your military base extensions. There is this video which was found on the dead body of a Ukrainian killed by the Russian forces, apparently. Now, the person who presents this video on Twitter is in full conspiratory mode, thinks that there was the exposition of a organ transplant dark operation in Ukraine. To me, that's not what this video says, but it's interesting that on the leftover video of the body cam of this soldier was this moment where he enters a Ukrainian location and there's kind of doctors working on a body, and it's probably just military doctors working on a surgery and not wanting to be at the front line of the war and not wanting to be disrupted and wanting to preserve the sterility of their environment. But it gives us an idea of the setup of medics in this Ukraine war. So the Ukrainian soldier enters this place. And you'll notice the guard here was on his cell phone. So he's not paying enough attention and he lets the guy enter the sterile room.
Get out, get out!
Скіп де? Скіп де, я тебе питаю? Нормально не міг сказати? Крыса ёбана.
Isn't that fascinating? Look, this looks like a sterile environment when you do health stuff, but it's done with trash bags, basically. Isn't that fascinating? They are working at the front line in Ukraine. They are manipulating some organ or something. The reason they are kicking the soldier out is that this is a sterile environment. This was built for the purpose of having zero bacteria. That is why you lay out these trash bags. Of course, in a hospital, it's not trash bags. In a hospital, we have a full room that we consider the sterile environment, and all of the surfaces are sterilized. And the way they wear gloves will tell you whether they are considering themselves in a sterile environment, the way they behave with these gloves. But it's fascinating that at the front line, they have to do with whatever they can. And that may mean laying out trash bags to make the room easily cleanable. A man has asked this girl out to prom, but the girl couldn't show herself to be deserving of this request. Let's see what happens. So she sees signs on the border of the street that says, "Will you?"
That's shitty.
She says, "That's shitty."
Mary?
It said JK. So she notices that there's a similarity between these signs and her name. But she thinks it's a random similarity.
Go to prom with me.
Go to prom with me.
That's a shitty way to ask prom. Oh, I'll say it. Was that you?
Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Make your questions.
All these women who want the romanticizing, you don't deserve it. Whenever we would try, you would waste it. You don't deserve it. So accept what you have, because it is not worth it for us to invest in romance. You don't deserve it. You don't show yourself at the height of it. You don't have the degree of loyalty. You don't have the degree of respect. You don't have the degree of wonder to deserve anything.
Thank you.